Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland. He joins us this morning to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens, and it's always a pleasure to have Sean with us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am delightful.
Excellent. You are delightful. Are you happy about the Oscar nominations?
I'm absolutely flabbergasted that Selma was snubbed. I'm stunned.
Not for picture, but certainly for actor and certainly for director. And
yeah.
And I agree with you.
I saw it this week, and it's about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the marches in Selma in 1965. It's immediate. It's powerful. It makes the issues feel contemporary. I mean, you know that he's not going to be assassinated there, but the sense of danger in the air, you really sort of lose that. It's not a historical tableau. It really feels dynamic.
I saw the film last night, and I was bowled over by the performance. I was bowled over by the story that was being told, and I thought that I was obviously, when I first started hearing the nominations, I was very happy to hear that it was nominated for Best Film, but very surprised that both for acting and for directing not nominated. It seems like quite an achievement.
Yeah, especially since, you know, she couldn't use his actual speeches because, you know, DreamWorks owns them. Spielberg's going to make a movie, or he's going to produce one or something.
She being Oprah Winfrey, right?
No, she being Ava DuVernay.
Oh, okay, right. The
wrote
director.
The script,
yes.
Uncredited, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
It's just amazing. I mean, and I thought that was interesting, too. I mean, you know, I mean, Oprah Winfrey's in the movie, but, I mean, she's not, you know, she's a small character.
A very small character, does not have a lot of, I think she may have a line or two, not much going on there, although she is central. She is a persistent
exactly.
character, but it is, let's face it, it is a Harpo film.
Yeah.
And she is an
yes,
and she is an executive producer on the film. Producer and executive producer, I believe, along with Brad Pitt.
And there's also that weird backlash about the way LBJ is portrayed, about
yes.
how it's not historically accurate, which was also used as a hammer against, you know, films as disparate as Lincoln and Zero Dark Thirty, and it's fiction. You know, I mean, it's true, but it's a drama. I don't know. I'm just sort of puzzled by that. So I'm really stunned that that wasn't nominated. But it's a great film, and you should go see it.
It is Selma, and the other film is a film that we talked about last week coming out, and you saw it, and that's Inherent Vice.
Oh, I absolutely loved it. It's Paul Thomas Anderson's sort of hippie noir based on the novel by Thomas Pynchon. Now, I haven't read this novel, but I've read a fair amount of Pynchon, and Joaquin Phoenix plays the classic Pynchon hero. Not smart, but not especially smart. sort of a schmuck with a good heart, but, you know, not really knowing what he's doing. He's a private detective, and it's this wonderful rogues gallery of characters played by Josh Brolin as a you know, a crew cut cop, and Martin Short as a pervert dentist, and Owen Wilson and Catherine Waterson and Reese Witherspoon. It's a lot of fun.
It's Inherent Vice, and it is out and getting good reviews, and sounds like a lot of fun. So,
yeah,
what else is around that we should be paying attention to?
Tonight, Mike Silverman, the one-man band, will be at the Parish Public House. He performs as that one guy. He makes his own instruments out of devices. You can't even describe them. They're like the magic tube and the magic pipe and things like that. But people love it.
A lot of magic.
Yes, indeed. And that's tonight in Albany at the Parish Public House. Tomorrow night at Capitol Repertory Theater, also in Albany, is the previews open for How Water Behaves, which is sort of it's being described as a magical realism comedy. It's a past winner of the Next Act New Play Summit, which is sort of a collaboration between Cap Rep and Proctors. And it looks interesting.
It is How Water Behaves, and previews tonight, right?
Yeah,
previews.
That's right.
Tomorrow.
Previews tonight.
Oh, okay. You are right. Okay.
Yeah. And the opening night is Tuesday.
Excellent. Got it.
Yeah, Saturday night at the Palace. It's the Albany Symphony with Scottish percussionist Colin Curry. And they're going to play Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony and a bunch of percussion-oriented stuff that looks good.
And then we move to Glens Falls, New York, and the Hyde Collection.
Yes, they have another exhibit opening this week. They had one last week. This one is a major one. It's called Wild Nature, Masterworks from the Adirondack Museum. It's over 60 works from the 19th century to the 21st. There's paintings, some rare prints and photos. Open Sunday. Looks really good.
One of my favorite musical groups, the Battenkill Chorale, will be at the Zankel at Skidmore.
Yes, it's their 20th anniversary concert. They're a 100-member choir. They're going to be performing with a 40-piece orchestra, Haydn's The Creation. And then for the opposite pole, on Wednesday, at the Time Union Center, let's go back to the aughts with Linkin Park. L-I-N-K-I-N Park.
L-I-N-K-I-N, Linkin Park at the Times Union Center next Wednesday, the 21st. Should be a good time.
Yes.
Yes.
And we have a bunch of new movies. American Sniper has finally made it to the provinces up here. It's the Clint Eastwood drama. He directs. Bradley Cooper stars and was nominated for it.
Many thought that because the film, it was a very late, in Oscardom was very late to the table. In fact, I think it was like the last possible day. And some wondered if that would hinder both Bradley Cooper getting nominated, and I think even Bradley Cooper said that, and the film being nominated, but both were nominated. Clint Eastwood not nominated, but the film and Bradley Cooper for his performance as Chris Kyle, a true story, as American Sniper. So that film will open tomorrow.
Well, what's interesting is that's sort of the same thing, if you remember, that's sort of the same thing that happens with Eastwood's last war movie, Letters from Iwo Jima.
That's right.
Yeah. And then we have, also opening, we have Black Hat, which is a Michael Mann thriller about a hacker who's trying to defeat another more evil hacker. It stars Chris Hemsworth. Then for the kids, we have Paddington, which is, of course, Paddington Bear. Looks slapsticky. Bear looks cute. Some of the gags look gross.
I heard that movie was supposed to be like the big kids movie for Christmas, and then they moved it.
Yeah, the way it works is you don't want more than one kids thing out at the same time because they just conflict with one another.
So we figure we can sell more Big Hero toys than we can sell Paddington Bears.
Right. Well, we'll save Paddington for now.
For birthdays.
Yes, exactly. And then also opening is Kevin Hart, the hot comedian of the moment, his new movie, The Wedding Ringer.
The Wedding Ringer is out, and I have to say, I did see a preview of that, and it does look fairly funny. So I
there you go.
I don't know.
I like the Goonies joke.
Yeah, I don't know if that is as funny as it gets, but the moments I saw were fairly funny. All right, there's a lot to see, a lot to do. You can find out more about Sean's list by going to Metroland.net, Metroland.net. He is the arts editor of Metroland. Sean Stone, always good to have you here. We'll talk to you next week.
Great. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks so much.